Okay, you can put all that away. You don't need any of that. We are going to have a quiz today.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
How many of y'all have never been in one of our quizzes? You don't even know what it is. Just raise your hand real high. It's okay. We're not going to do anything to you. Very good. Very good. Here's how it works. It's very simple. I ask a question. You tell the answer. And it's going to be a group thing. And we're going to do a lot of shouting back and forth. You don't have to worry about knowing the right answer. I'm going to tell you the answer. Don't worry about making a mistake because no one's going to hear your mistake because everybody's going to be shouting something. If I make a mistake, go ahead and laugh at me. It makes me feel good when people laugh at me. I'm good with it. But you have to get in a quiz position. That means put your booty back. That means sit up straight. Put your booty back in the seat. Turn to the person next to you and say, put your booty back, please. Is your booty back? Oh, y'all's booty back? Okay. Your brain will learn it before you realize it. So just open your mouth and say something. Get caught up in the wave of information. Just say it, and you'll realize that you'll start saying the right thing before you even know it. And sometimes when these quizzes happen, I'll ask you questions that I didn't review, and you'll just know it because your brain already have put the pieces together. So you have to trust that your brain is smarter than you are. Okay? See how your brain is real is teaching you right now. That's why you're laughing late, because you're just getting it. Lord, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for your love for us. Thank you so much that you've given us a brain that is incredibly, incredibly fascinatingly powerful. Thank you that even though it's not a word, we know what it means. And we just pray you bless us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Very good. Body language is a series we did on a series on the Word of God, the language that God uses to communicate to us, the language that we're supposed to use to communicate to each other. God, the body language is the language we're supposed to use to communicate to God. It's basically on God's Word. And the word we use to describe God's Word is logos. Everyone say logos. Say logos. Logos is a full expression of God's rational thought. It's a full expression of God's rational thought. Say rational. Say rational. So logos is an expression of God's what thought? Logos is an expression of God's what thought? What is the expression of God's rational thought? See, just like that. See how easy that is? Okay. So logos, God's rational thought, or his word, logos is actually the word used for word in the Bible, one of the words. When it says the word of God became, it was the logos of theos, the logos. God's word is expressed through his spoken word. Say spoken.
Spoken.
Say written.
Written.
Say written. His word became flesh. Say flesh.
Yes.
His word is expressed through creation. His word is expressed through what?
Creation.
Say it again.
Creation.
His word is alive. His word is what?
Alive.
Say it again.
Alive.
His word is expressed through his what word?
Spoken.
It became.
Flesh.
It became.
Flesh.
And it's a.
Alive.
It's.
Alive.
Okay, y'all can do that with me. Go ahead. That's fine. Go ahead. Anyone do this? Very good. Very good. So God's logos, the rational expression, the full expression of his what thought?
Rational.
Say it again.
Rational.
Say it again.
Rational.
Look at the person next to you and say rational.
Rational.
Very good. Look at the person next to you and say, I don't hear you.
I don't hear you.
Very good. God's logos is the full expression of his what thought?
Rational.
Very good. So God expresses his truth, his thoughts through written. He speaks it. He speaks through creation. His word became flesh, and his name is
Jesus.
There's one word to describe the quality of that response, and it starts with a W. Can someone tell me what that is?
Weak.
That was real weak. The word became flesh and dwelt among us, and his name is. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Gosh. So God expresses himself through his logos, and his logos is, we read his logos in his written word, his spoken word, his son. He expresses himself through creation. The invisible attributes of God are clearly seen in what he made. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Okay? His word is alive. It's not dead. It goes in you, and it interacts with your thoughts. Okay? So those are all the characteristics of his word. His word is like a seed that grows. His word is like a seed. It grows like a what?
Seed.
Say seed.
Seed.
It's sweet like honey. It's sweet like what?
Honey.
It's sweet like what?
Honey.
It burns like fire. Say fire.
Fire.
Say fire.
Fire.
So God's word burns like?
Fire.
Okay, it's got to have a little bounce to it. You can't say fire. You got to fire. Okay, so God's word burns like what?
Fire.
It cleanses like water. Cleanses like what?
Water.
It crushes like a hammer. Say hammer.
Hammer.
It crushes like a what?
Hammer.
Okay, God's word grows like a?
Seed.
It burns like?
Fire.
It crushes like a?
Hammer.
It's sweet like?
Honey.
It cleanses like?
Water.
Now, two L words. It lights a, it's like a lamp. This is a lamp. Does that make sense? No. Yeah, I click on a lamp, click, click. How do you do it? Anybody got a better thing for a lamp? If you're going to laugh at me, give me a better one. This? Clap on? Oh. How many of y'all want to do the clap on? Okay, we'll do clap on. God's word is like a... God's word is a what to my feet?
Lamp.
And it's a light to my path. A what?
Lamp.
Say lamp.
Lamp.
Say light.
Lamp.
Say lamp.
Lamp.
Okay, let's do this. We'll clap. Everybody. Then say lamp.
Lamp.
So God's word is a?
Lamp.
Very good. God's word is a?
Lamp.
So you have to really pay attention that you know I'm going to do that, okay? Okay, so we can do it together. Okay, so God's word is, it grows like a,
seed.
It burns like,
fire.
It is sweet like,
honey.
It cleanses like,
water.
It crushes like,
lamb.
It is a,
lamb.
To our feet and a,
fire.
To our path. Very good. See how that is? Very good. Let's give it a hand. God's word develops relationships. Say relationship. The whole reason God communicates to us is to have a relationship. The whole reason God communicates to us is that relationship. It's in the context of that relationship that we walk with him, that we obey him, that we become holy, that we love, that we forgive, that we encourage. It's all in the context of relationship. The Bible is a relationship book. God speaks to develop relationship. Okay, we're going to see in a few minutes that Jesus came to develop relationship, one of the reasons he came. And so God's logos was designed to develop relationship. Say relationship. God's logos must be obeyed. God's logos must be what?
Obeyed.
Must be what?
Obeyed.
God is not making suggestions. In other words, he has an idea, but you may have a better one. There is no better one than God's. Now, God may say he has options, or God may say to you, go ahead and do what you want. In the sense, when you go to In-N-Out, you don't have to pray, do I get a double-double? Do I get fried onions? I mean, you can pray, but it's all kind of going to kill you anyway, so just get whatever, you know. It's good, though. You're going to die happy, but it will kill you. But God's word must be obeyed. God's word must be what?
Obeyed.
God's word must be what?
Obeyed.
Pay close attention. God's word is a? God's word is a?
Lamp.
Very good. To what?
Light.
No. It's a lamp to my what?
Jeez.
And a light to my?
Yeah.
And a light to my?
Yeah.
It grows like a?
Jeez.
It's hot like? Very good. Human logos. You and I have logos. You and I express our rational and irrational thought. God doesn't have irrational. Everything's rational. God, we have crazy thoughts. We have good thoughts. We have evil thoughts. We express it. 7% of our logos, 7% of what we express or communicate is verbal. What is 100 minus 7? Some of y'all didn't know that. Y'all like, man, carry the 4. 7% is verbal. 93% is nonverbal. So 93% of what you communicate doesn't come out of your mouth. And even when you speak, you are communicating in addition to what your words say. You're communicating in tone. You're communicating in body language. And all the above, okay? So 93% of what you communicate is nonverbal. And one of the interesting things about that is that Jesus, God could have spoke to us from heaven, but he said, you know, since so much of communication is nonverbal, I'm going to send my son. You can just watch him. Ha ha ha. Look at creation, okay? Okay, now we talked about the tongue. The tongue is a very little member and it boasts big things. A tongue is a very what member? And it boasts what? That's basically the definition of talking trash. We write a check with our mouth that our behind can't cash. I'm going to do this. There's a little member. And the Bible says the tongue is a fire that is lit from hell. That our mouth blesses God and curses God. Same tongue. Say, how many of y'all been in conversations? And this is all of us. Hey, oh, you know, you're so nice, blah, 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 blah. You're having a three-way conversation, three people. You're talking one in person, and you're being all nice to them. As soon as they walk away, I can't stand him. You love him or you can't stand him, or you do the same thing with God. Oh, God, I love God, and then we curse God. So we talked about a fool. A fool says whatever they feel. Everyone say whatever.
Whatever.
Say whatever. Okay, so a fool says what they want. We all know people who will say, I'm going to speak my mind. How many of us know someone like that? Okay, that's a fool. It doesn't mean you don't speak your mind ever. It doesn't mean you don't express yourself. But there are sometimes you need to just shut it up. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And hold your tongue. A wise person will know when to speak and when not to speak. A fool says whatever they want. Okay, everyone say whatever.
Whatever.
Say whatever.
Whatever.
A wise person limits what they say, studies before they respond, and controls their words. A wise person what?
Limits.
Say it again, say limits.
Limits.
What they say before they respond and their words. Say limits.
Limits.
Say studies.
Limits.
Say controls.
Control.
Say limits.
Limits.
Say studies.
Limits.
Say controls.
Control.
Very good. A wise person, what? What they say before they respond? Their words. A fool says,
whatever.
Say it like a valley girl.
Whatever.
Very good. Very good. Whatever. God's spoken word, his rhema. Everyone say rhema. In the beginning, God said, let there be light. And it was light. God said, let the waters and the land separate and the land and become, and let there be mountains and land and let seas and seas. And there was. God said, let there be birds. God said, let there be creeping things. God said, let there be fish. God said, let there be stuff that runs on the ground. And it was. God is never separated from his spoken word. Everyone say separated.
Separated.
His spoken word represents his intent to act. His intent to what? What God creates with his spoken word glorifies him. What God creates does what to him?
Glorify.
What God creates does what to him?
Glorify.
So God is never what from his spoken word? His spoken word represents his intent to say act. Say it loud. And what God creates with his spoken word does what to him? Now, when you and I talk, you could say something and someone and your words can go out there and you can't get your words back and you can't go with your words. When God speaks, he goes with his word because he's everywhere. So if God says, I am going to bless you, God will follow those words and walk with you and make sure what he says happens as long as you do your part. That's part of his promise. If God says, I love you, if God says, I'm going to encourage you, he will back up his words and go with it to make sure it happens. And so when God said, let there be light, God said, I now am going to make that light. When God said, let there be fish, God says, I'm going to make it happen. His word doesn't return void. So his promises are, his yeses are yes, his noes are no. And so he's never separated from what he says. He's there. His words represent his intent to make it happen. And whatever he causes to happen ends up glorifying him. For example, if any of you went to the museum to see Body Works?
Body Works.
Did anybody go down there to the museum see it? Anybody did not see it? Does anybody not know what it is? Okay, here's what it is. At the museum, it's gone, right? It's not at the museum anymore? Is that correct?
Yeah.
It's not there? It's not there. They had human bodies, real, obviously deceased people, real bodies, brains, eyes, hearts, skeletons, muscles, just filleted up, cut up, where you could actually see the real organs of people from all these different angles. And it was every part of your body. And on this one display about the brain, 3.5-pound computer, the most, by far, complex computer known to man is the human brain. That's a fact. I mean, nobody can dispute that. Matter of fact, we only know, we know, when I say we, us scientists. The smartest brain people in the world only know only understand a very small portion of the brain, and it's fascinating, beyond fascination. And there was one of the displays in the museum said that the brain displays staggering genius. I don't know if it was talking about the brain, the whole body, it doesn't matter. It was said staggering genius. The body, the brain, the eye, the nervous system, the reproductive system, the respiratory system, the skeletal system, the muscular system, the endocrine system, all these systems that make up your body. And by the way, not only are all those systems incredible, they all work together. Just for me to move my arms, I have to have a circulatory system has to work, the muscular system, the skeletal system, my nervous system, all has to work at the same time to do exactly what I want, when I want it, and it happens immediately. Just to do that, just to snap your finger. And so the body, we're not even talking about all of creation, just the body displays staggering genius, and it forces us to go, where did this come from? Now, some of you will believe it's an accident. That's a whole nother series on evolution and creation. And God, here's what God would say to you, that when you look at the body, when you look at what I made in all creation, it is so incredibly off the hook. I'm paraphrasing Romans 1, verse, Romans chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. You need to read this verse. It says that ever since the creation of the world, the Bible says, God's invisible attributes are so crystal clear that man is without excuse. That when you die, if you say, well, I don't believe God made it, it was just an accident. Matter of fact, there's a billboard on La Mesa that says, don't believe in God with a question mark. You're not alone. It's a big atheist promotion that you shouldn't believe in God. And it's right on the freeway. And God's going to say to those people, so you're telling me that you saw all this stuff I made and you assumed it made itself and you didn't believe that I existed? You have no excuse because I made it so off the hook. These are my words. That there's no way you could have thought that didn't make itself. That's what God said in the Bible, and that's how awesome His creation is. So when you look at that stuff, you have to say, "Oh my God, that is glorifying God." When you see a sunset, all it is fire. It's fire going into the ocean or behind a mountain, and you go, "Wow, look at that!" You just, it's fire, much less a brain or an eye, or having a baby. How many of y'all had a baby before? Okay, how many of y'all in here were born? Okay, so do you know some people didn't raise their hand? They're like, I don't know. Maybe I grew out of the ground. I don't know. Maybe I was hatched. I don't know. I don't remember. You spent 40 weeks in water. No breathing, like this, curled up for 40 weeks, came out and took a breath. You can't do that now. Try that now. Well, my point is that what God made, and by the way, if you've ever delivered a baby, ever seen a baby born, how many of you have never seen a baby born in real life? How many of you have never seen a baby born anywhere, even on TV? Oh, wow. Y'all need to, you know, like get caught up to life, you know. Get a video. I mean, you'll see his little baby coming out. Blue and purple, you know, whatever, aqua color, and then they'll come out and they'll go, for the first time. And all this physiological stuff happens in their heart and lungs. I don't want to get into it because we don't have enough time to explain the intricacy of all that. But I don't want to confuse you because it's very complicated. But that's because I don't know it. But all this stuff happens. Well, my point is this: is God saying, if you study what I made, you will say nothing but, whoa, how did that happen? You will not say, oh, yeah, that's just an accident. No, God's going to say, no, that stuff glorifies me because I made it. God made you to glorify him. Not only are you incredibly designed, but he designed you so you can glorify him intentionally by talking about him and living for him and making him look good, okay? And so God's creation. So let's say, God is what? Never what from his word? God's never what from his word? God's never what from his word? And God's spoken word represents his intent to? His intent to? His intent to? Say it three times. Very good. And when God creates something, it does what to him? It does what to him? Very good. God's logos is expressed through his what word? His what word? It's a what? His logos is expressed through what? And his word became what? And what is his name? Very good. His written word, the Bible. This is only one of the ways he expresses his word to us. Remember, it's spoken, it's written, it's Jesus, okay, through creation. His written word has 66 books. How many books? 66. How many books? 66. 39 Old Testament. How many in Old Testament? 39. Okay, think now. 39. 3 times 9 is? 27. A lot of y'all didn't say anything. Anyone say 27? 27. Say 27. 27. 3 times 9 is? 27. How many books in the Old Testament? 27. How many books in the New Testament? 27. What's 39 plus 27? 66. Ah, very good. Okay, so more numbers. I know you don't like numbers, but this is all, you just deal with it. There's 40 authors, 1,600 years, 3 continents. Say, how many authors wrote the Bible? How many years? Say 1,600. Over on how many continents? And what's the point? They didn't know each other. It's not like these 12 guys sit around and said, let's write the Bible. The Bible was written over 16 centuries by men on different continents. And they wrote about hundreds of topics with dates specific, numbers specific. And it all matched. Thank you. That's right. That's right. Security, we have a little outburst. Thank you very much, brother. Hey, the Bible was inspired by the Holy Spirit and written by the finger of God. It was inspired by who? It was inspired by who? It was inspired by who? And written by the what of God? Written by the, just say finger. What of God? It's what of God? Very good, pay attention, give me your hands. Very good. Just want to make sure you're with me. The word of God burns like what?
Fire.
A fool does.
Fire.
Nah, a fool says.
Fire.
I'm not hearing enough twang in it. Okay, the interpreter, Jesus Christ, 3 things. Jesus Christ came, the word became flesh and dwelt among us, John 1:14. Jesus Christ is the word become flesh. Everything about the word of God, everything about his logos, his rhema, it all is consummated in Jesus. He is all of it in flesh. 3 things, 3 P words, purpose, power, punishment. Jesus came to fulfill the purpose of the Logos, relationship. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believed in him would have eternal life and not perish. Eternal life is to know the Father, relationship. Jesus Christ came to fulfill the purpose of Logos. Jesus Christ came to fulfill the what of Logos? What of Logos? He came to demonstrate the power. Say power.
Power.
Came to demonstrate power. He spoke and the wind stopped. He spoke, demons were exorcised. He spoke, people rose from the dead. People, as far as I know, he raised 3 people from the dead. The boy in the coffin, the little girl, 12-year-old girl, and Lazarus. He just said, rise up. He spoke and a paralytic was raised. He healed the blind, the deaf, the mute. The mute, the deaf. All that stuff right there. So he came straight. He came to fulfill the what?
Purpose.
He came to fulfill the what?
Purpose.
Came to demonstrate what?
Power.
And he came to execute punishment on those who reject him. He will come to execute punishment. In Revelation chapter 19, he's going to come back, and his name is going to be the Word of God. One of his names is also going to be a name we don't know. He has many names. One of them we don't know. So say purpose.
Purpose.
Came to demonstrate what?
Power.
And he came to execute what? Okay, sit up straight. Tell the person I'm ready to do this whole thing. Give someone a high five next to you. Give someone a high five. Y'all got a headache? Good, 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 good. Okay, you ready? Everyone say, Jesus. Logos is the full expression of what God, what kind of thought? What kind of thought? What kind of thought? Say it three times. God's Logos is expressed through his what word? It became flesh and... I'm sorry, my bad. It became... And his name is... Very good. The word is, it grows like a, burns like, it cleanses like, it's sweet like, it crushes like, to my feet and a, to my path. Very good. God's Logos develops. God's word develops. God's word develops. And it must be. you're not sure. You go, obey. God's word must be. God's word must be. And God's word is designed to build. To build. To build. Human Logos, what percent of our communication is nonverbal? What percent? It's 93. It's 90. I got it. That's okay. That's okay. I heard you, but it's okay. What percent is nonverbal? What percent is verbal? Very good. The Bible says the tongue is a what member? And it boasts what things? Very good. And it's a fire that burns from? Very good. A fool says, give me some twang. A fool says, a wise person does what to their words? Does what before they respond? And does what to their words? Very good. God is never what from his, what he says. And what he says is intent to. What he says is in, it represents his intent to. And what he creates by what he says does what to him? Does what to him? Does what to him? How many books in the Bible? How many books in the Bible? Pay attention. I'm going to trick you. How many books in the New Testament? Old Testament. What is 2 times 7? I heard 14. Yeah. Okay. Very good. How many people wrote the Bible? Over how many years? How many continents? Very good. The Bible was inspired by who? God. Yeah, that was a real safe answer. God. Bible was inspired by who? Holy Spirit. God. Just say, let's be more specific. Holy Spirit. All the scriptures inspired by the Holy Spirit. Say Holy Spirit. Say Holy Spirit. Say Holy Spirit. And was written by the Word of God. He wants to write it on your and say it again. And Exodus 32, I believe, Moses came down with the tablets and it said that he had the tablets written by the finger of God. God wants to write it on your heart. He wants to inscribe his law in your heart and your mind so you live it. It's not just on these pages, it's actually on you. Amen. Amen. Let me give you something I didn't tell you. The smallest, shortest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 117. The middle chapter is Psalm 118. The longest chapter is Psalm 119. So shortest, middle, longest. You got it? Shortest, middle, longest. Psalm 117, 118, 119. You got it? Okay, what's the longest chapter in the Bible? What's the middle chapter? What's the longest chapter? What's the shortest chapter? What's the middle chapter? Very good. The middle verse is Psalm 118:8. What's the middle chapter? And 8 is the number of new beginnings. Very good. Okay. Jesus came, 3 P words. Jesus came to fulfill the what of Logos? Thank you for the 5 people who said that. Jesus came to fulfill the what of Logos? And God develops what with his Logos? He wanted to develop a relationship. Jesus came, I want to give you eternal life. I want you to be one with us like I am the Father. That's what he came for. Die for our sins so we have a relationship. Not so he can punish you, not so he can beat you on the head, so he can have a relationship. That's what he came for. Okay, he came to display the what of Logos? Power. Power, right? He spoke and stuff happened. He did miracles left and right. I got power that you don't have from heaven. And he will come to execute what?
Punishment.
Very good. Give yourself a hand. Amen. Two quick things. One, happy Thanksgiving. Amen. The other thing is, in January, our desire is to take the whole church through a do something 6-week curriculum into small groups. At the end of those 6 weeks, we will all descend on San Diego to do something very good all throughout San Diego, do something projects. Next week, we are going to have a book I wrote called Do Something. We're going to make available to you. The retail book in the bookstore is $19. The workbook that goes with this is $9. We have a special edition that churches can get in bulk if they do it as a campaign where those two things are together. We are going to give that to you for $5. My wife and I are not making any money. We are investing money in it to make it cheap for you. So we want all of you to get it. Our goal is to have 5,000 to 10,000 people go through the small groups, as many small groups leads as we have. So next week, we're going to have the book available to you. And we are trusting that when you get the book at that rate, that you are going to get into a small group in January. We're going to have signups for you. So next week, the book will be here, and we will also be signing you up to be in a small group. So and you can read it now, obviously. And in January, we're all going to go through small groups. We're all going to do this together, all the ministries, the whole church. I'll do this together for 6 weeks. There's a DVD. You watch the DVD. And then after that 6 weeks, we're all going to do a Do Something project in San Diego. Imagine 5,000 to 6,000 of us doing something at the same time in San Diego to bless San Diego. That's what our goal is. Amen?